Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Have you followed our Instagram page? Yeah, that's where I love to go live, and we get to hang out together and even build some stories along the way. So make sure that you ask your parents to search for Kid Short Stories on Instagram, or click the link down in the episode description today. Well, friends, are you ready for a story about our favorite dragon friend, Bernie, who's gonna save the sun? Wait a second, what's wrong with the sun? Let's find out. Let's go! It was Saturday morning, early in the morning, when June was waking up. Today? Yes, today's the day! June was really excited about today because she had scheduled a playdate with all of her friends in the area to come over and play outside and just have a ton of fun. It was supposed to be a really nice warm day, and it was just going to be the best day ever. Oh, I just want to open my window and get a nice breeze of fresh air. June rushed over to the window, unlocked it, and opened up the window, and was greeted by a very cold breeze of air.
Ah! What in the world? That's really cold,
said June as she immediately closed the window back shut. Slam.
Wait a second. Today's supposed to be a nice day. Mom! Dad!
June shouted very loudly to call out for her parents.
What's wrong, honey?
Said her mom.
It's freezing cold outside. What in the world happened? It was supposed to be a nice day for me and my friends.
Oh, you're right. It was supposed to be a nice day.
Oh, let me go check the news.
June followed close behind as they headed towards the TV to look at the weather report. And sure enough, something terrible had happened.
This morning's breaking news story has to do with the shocking freezing temperatures you all have felt as you stepped outside. What today was supposed to be a nice sunny day has turned into a frozen apocalypse. We advise you to stay indoors until further notice. We are not sure why it has become so cold, but get some blankets and stay warm.
I guess we should tell your friends that we'll need to reschedule today's play date.
No! June was so bummed. She felt so sad that this best day that she was looking forward to was gonna need to be rescheduled to a warmer day. Have you ever felt super bummed like June? Yeah, maybe something that you were looking forward to for so long somehow got canceled. Or rescheduled, and it can be really sad and frustrating, and that's exactly how June feels. But she has a new idea up her sleeve.
Wait a second, June thought to herself. I've got to call this into HQ. I bet they know what's going on. June ran back over to her room to grab a walkie-talkie.
Shh! HQ, this is June. Do you know what's going on and why it's so cold? Over.
June, we're glad you called. We need your help. We've just seen a report that the entire sun has been frozen. We're not sure why, but we need some help in unfreezing it. Do you have any ideas?
June thought for a second.
One, that's insane. The sun is frozen?
That sounds like a big deal. But two, wait a second. She just came up with a really good idea.
Shh. Yes, HQ. What about Bernie? Do you think we could get Bernie and we can go thaw out the sun?
Shh. That is a fantastic idea, June. We will send you the coordinates of Bernie. We're going to need you to go tell him. Get him on board for this mission because the two of you need to head to the sun as soon as possible. Over and out.
Shh. I'm going to the sun? Said June to herself. Oh my.
She didn't have much time to prepare because she had to get to Bernie as soon as possible. If the sun was really frozen, they didn't have any time to mess around. She grabbed all of her gear, opened the door, and
was greeted with a frozen burst of air in her face. I think I need another scarf.
She ran back to the closet to grab some more warm things.
It was very, very cold outside. It was not supposed to be this cold this time of year. But if the sun is frozen, that means we have no heat, which means it can only get colder and colder and colder and...
You guessed it, colder. June looked like a giant marshmallow now that she had so many different layers of clothes and scarves and hats and gloves. She zoomed off as fast as she could to track down Bernie, our fire-breathing dragon. As she followed the directions to the coordinates that HQ had sent her, she finally arrived outside of Bernie's house. He lived in a cave, and so there wasn't a door to knock, but more so she just had to yell and see if he was home.
Bernie! Bernie, are you in here?
Shouted June.
Hello? Who's there?
It's me, June, and we need your help. It's very cold. We believe that the sun has somehow frozen, and I think HQ wants you to bring it back to life.
How do they expect me to do that? Asked Bernie.
Well, I think they want us to fly up to space, and maybe you can use your fire-breathing powers to melt the ice off of the sun. Are you ready to go?
Oh my. Well, I do love going to space. Yeah, let's go.
Bernie had a whole bunch of stuff already in his cave for traveling to space, just in case there was an emergency. Like today. So June put on all this space gear and the two of them blasted off to space. Do you remember why Bernie
sounds like this?
Yeah, because a long time ago, Bernie was in space on another mission when he accidentally bumped into the sun and swallowed a piece of it, burning his entire throat. And that's why he can now breathe fire, which is a really important member of the spy team. As they blasted off towards space, June followed Bernie closely from behind. It was her first time headed to the sun, and Bernie knew a shortcut. It didn't take long for them to arrive when all of a sudden Bernie gave the plan.
All right, I'm gonna need you to stand back over here while I extinguish all this ice on the sun. Look at that.
He was pointing to the sun, which normally is like a fireball, but it was blue and completely covered in ice.
One, two, three.
As the flames started pouring out of Bernie the burninating dragon's mouth, the sun instantly began to thaw out. The ice dripped off of all the sun rays, and it wasn't that much longer before the sun was back in full heat power.
All right, June, we gotta get out of here. It's gonna get super hot, and we don't want to stand here when that sun is in full power. Come on.
All right, I'm right behind you. Let's go.
June followed Bernie all the way back to planet Earth as the sun shined brightly behind them.
Wow, great job, June. You saved the day. You saved all of us from a very, very cold day. And now you can get back to having your regularly scheduled playdate with all of your friends on a perfect day. All thanks to you and Bernie. This may be the end of the story, but it's just the beginning of a fantastic day. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Jack from Minnesota, Maxwell and Eric from California, Harlan from Los Angeles, John T from Singapore, Leo from Connecticut, Gabe from Minnesota, Willow from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Mithra from Orange County, California. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Will you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!